All right, class. You're all dismissed. We'll see you all on Friday. Don't forget to submit your homework before the start of Friday's class. Oh, could you hold on a minute? I'd like to talk about your last test score with you. Why don't we just go back to my office? It's just right down the hall and is a little more private with all the classes getting done for the day. Here, I'll lead you there. I just need to unlock the door. There we go. Come on in. Welcome to my office. You can take a seat in the love seat. It'll let us take a closer look on your last test score together, if we can sit next to each other. Sorry it's a little dark in here. I just prefer to keep the door shut and locked, so people know not to bother us. And having the blinds closed just gives us a more intimate setting. Less distractions, you know? You don't mind, do you? Good. Here, let me sit down next to you. Well, before we get started, how's your first semester of college doing? That's good. So where are you from? Oh, wow. That's pretty far away. You must not get a lot of time to leave town then, huh? That's all right. I think staying around on the weekends gives students more time to focus on what they need to. How do you like the class so far? I noticed that you sit in the back a lot and you aren't very talkative. Oh, I know you're paying attention to class content. It just seems like you're maybe a bit shy. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you is because I know how important it is for students to do well in their first semester. Doing bad in a class can bring down a GPA, and students need a good GPA for financial aid. And when you're all done with school, employers look at GPA scores. Plus, students need good relationships with their professors for recommendations, grants, and scholarships. And I want you to do good in my class. In fact, I want you to be my favorite student. But your test scores haven't been very great. And the class is only going to get harder the farther we get into the semester. Here, let's take a look. As you can see, your grade wasn't very good on this last test score. And your overall class grade is going down because of so much of the total grade is based on the tests and class participation. Which, as I mentioned, you're very shy. So what should we do about this? Do you want to pass the class? Okay. Well, I'm glad it's important to you to do good. I can understand that you're trying your best, and that you thought you answered all of the questions correctly. But the truth of the matter is, I'm a very hard grader, and I have very, very high expectations of you. You see, I understand that you thought these answers were correct. And they are, to an extent, but I expect more from you. And with the semester already being in full swing, I worry that you're going to get so far behind that you won't be able to catch up. What do you think we can do to make sure you pass? Extra credit? I normally don't give extra credit out. But what kind of extra credit do you think you're willing to do for me? Anything. Well, I'm glad you said that. There could be a few things that I could think of. On my hand? Oh, I was just rubbing your thigh to help you relax. I can tell you're pretty nervous being alone with me. Here, let me take your test and grade from you now that we've seen them. I'm sorry. Sometimes I forget just how long my legs are. I'm not too close to you, am I? So tell me, what do you think you can do for me to be in my good standing? Any ideas? You don't know? Well, maybe I could give you an idea. Come here. Shh, it's okay. Just let me pull you a little closer and... Just relax. You squirm around a lot, don't you? But I think you're getting the idea of what you can do to pass, aren't you? Be a good boy and relax. It's okay. Hey, stop. Don't try to push me away. Don't. Please, what? Stop? Baby, my hand can feel just how hard you are under your pants. Besides, I'm the teacher. You're in my office, and I'm in charge. I know what's best for you, and you need to pass this class, so just be a good boy for me and relax. I'm not gonna take my hand off. This is gonna happen, okay? And if it doesn't, you won't be able to pass. Your whole semester will be ruined. What will your family think if they hear that you failed your first semester? Now you're gonna let me unbuckle and unzip your pants. You're gonna sit here, and you're not going to stop me. See? That's a good boy. Already getting hard for me. Look at you, baby. Breathing so deeply. Squirming. You don't need to be so nervous. Please, what? Stop. Baby, I can tell you want this too. You just what, You don't think we should be doing this? Why not? No one's going to catch us. No one's going to stop us. Everyone is leaving the campus already. It's just... you and me are now. Besides, this is something that lots of teachers and their students do in college. Besides, you can say no, but your body is saying something else, isn't it? Take off your shirt. Take it off. Now. Do it. Here, let me help you. Baby, it feels so good running my hands over your body. He's squirming underneath me. Your deep breathing, your little protests. You're so nervous. And it turns me on so much, baby. But it's okay. I'm gonna take really good care of you. Please, what? You keep saying please. You've never done this before. Besides, I'll teach you everything you'll need to know about sex. Shh. is going to help you. All the students are gone, and the other teachers won't care. This is what happens in college. Oh, teachers and students have all sorts of arrangements. This happens all the time. But don't worry. We're going to keep it just between us, okay? Don't. Don't try to push my hand away. Take your hands and put them on your sides. Do it. There. Now look at me. As I run my hands over this chest. Keep your hands down. Oh, that's a good boy. Now this is going to happen. I'm going to take your virginity. You're going to submit to me because I'm your professor and I'm in charge. Oh, you feel it? Well, doesn't that feel good? Feel good me sitting on top of you? Rubbing your dick against this pussy? Yeah, feeling my breasts on your chest? Do you feel how warm and wet I am? I've been waiting for this moment for a while. Fantasizing about you. Now you're here, alone, and all mine. Just let it happen. Let me push your dick inside. Oh, baby. Do you feel that? You're not a virgin anymore now, are you? You're all mine. You have to do everything I tell you if you want to pass. Such a good boy. You know, I've had my eye on you since the first day of class, baby. Sitting in the bag. So shy and never participating in class. Your eyes always look down the moment we make eye contact. I knew you just wanted a woman to take control. That's what all shy boys want. No matter what you say. I've seen you around on campus. Walking, eating by yourself. Never very social. And I knew then I'd take you. That you'd keep the secret. I'm scared to tell anybody out of what they might think of you. What would the other boys and girls think if you told anyone? They'd think something is wrong with you for turning down a sexy professor like me. Besides, who'd ever believe you? A young freshman? Versus the word of a long-standing professor like me. No. I knew you'd be a good boy and keep this our little secret. Out of fear of not passing. Oh, out of fear of being humiliated. Now, I'm gonna tell you everything you'll need to do to pass. I ride this gorgeous dick, baby. First, you're gonna start sitting in the front of class. I want your full attention in class. And I want your eyes on me. Only me. Is that understood? No phones. No looking at other girls. Do you understand me? Good. Second, you're not allowed to date anybody or talk to any other little girls. No, No, you need to focus on being the best student you can. You need to focus on passing my class. And you need to focus on me. All you're gonna think about is me. And how good I make you feel. Oh, third. You're gonna stay behind in class when I ask you to. You'll follow me back into my office. I'll lock the door again and you won't resist my advances towards you anymore. Is that understood? You'll do whatever it is I tell you to. Fourth, I have a conference in a couple of weeks out of town. You're gonna come with me. You're gonna come and keep me company. You're gonna help me with whatever I need done at the conference. You're gonna stay with me in my hotel room the whole trip. Just me and you alone. I'll tell your other teachers so you can be excused for a few days of class. Trust me, they won't mind if I tell them you're helping me. Fifth, after class this Friday, you'll stay behind to ask me some questions about the class. Once everyone leaves, you'll walk with me to my office here so I can gather my things. And then we'll walk out together to the parking lot. You're gonna get in my car, and I'm gonna take you home with me. I have a lot of things I need you to do for me. A lot of extra credit at my house. I'll tolerate your little protest today, but that's it. There won't be any more after today. Do you understand me? You're not allowed to tell anyone. You're not allowed to say no to me. You're mine. You're mine. I'm the boss. I'm in charge. And you're gonna do as I say from now on. You have to say, yes, professor. Do you understand? Say it. Good boy. Now, I want you to come in my pussy. Let me finish taking your virginity. I hear your breathing getting deeper. You want to come. No matter what you say or how hard you squirm, you wanted this. Shh, no. No more protesting. Just be a good boy and do as you're told. I'm gonna have to cover your mouth with my hand, baby. You don't need to be so loud. Shh. You're mine, baby. I'm the boss. I'm in control. You have no choice. I control your future from now on, baby. So come. Come in my pussy. You'll do as I say. Now I want you to come into me, baby. Come. Come for me. Come. I'll see you in class on Friday, baby. And don't forget, afterwards, you're coming home with me.